A new study has found nearly 90% of women in the workplace have tall poppy syndrome, TPS. Tall poppy syndrome describes the experience of being resented, criticized or bullied because of one's success in any capacity. The study was conducted by Women of Influence, a global organization prioritizing gender equity in the work environment. It aimed to reveal the impacts of the syndrome on 4,710 women across 103 countries from all demographics and professions. Rumit Billen, who led the study, said that many respondents did not know this phenomenon had a name. Not only does our data reveal the negative effects of being cut down because of one's achievements, it helps us understand how the cutting is being done, who is most likely to do the cutting, and most importantly, legitimizes the experiences of women who, in many cases, have experienced this throughout their careers, she said. Who are the main actors in TPS? In their initial questionnaire, Billen says the study's respondents believed women are more likely to cut down other women. But the data suggested a different narrative. The study found that male leaders were more likely to penalize or undermine women for their success. On the other hand, women tended to cut down their peers. Cutting down doesn't equal bullying in the workplace. In fact, the study emphasizes that this action can be insidious and subtle. The most common forms of cutting down include downplaying one's achievements, 77%, being ignored, 72.4%, and taking credit for another person's work, 66.1%. What are the impacts of TPS? The top three factors for a woman experiencing TPS in the office are jealousy, sexism, and insecurity. Being tall poppied can also have negative impacts on mental health and general well-being. The study cites that 85.6% of respondents had increased stress while 73.8% had poor mental health. Also, more than half said their confidence decreased and they had burnout. Overall, more than 70% of women said their productivity levels were impacted, and TPS created a culture of distrust in the workplace. Organizations often talk about the war for top talent, when instead, there should be a focus on retaining top talent, said Billen. As a result of tall poppy syndrome, high performers are minimizing their skills and accomplishments. This not only negatively impacts the individual, but the organization as well. What are the solutions? In order to prevent TPS in the workplace, many respondents suggested raising awareness of tall poppy syndrome, workplace accountability and transparency, creating a culture of zero tolerance, and investing in women training programs and retention programs. Normalize promoting qualified women into positions of power, said one respondent.